Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Rob Archer in for Chris Edens. Our top local story, protective gear for medical workers treating coronavirus patients here in L.A. is running dangerously low. That's what members of a prominent labor group are saying.
Despite California's current rush to ramp up hospitals with protective gear and supplies for hospital workers and nurses who are dealing with coronavirus patients, some nurses say it is still not enough.
We had five nurses that had positive patients that did not have masks. We had to send a CNA around to five different floors to scrounge up masks so that the nurses that were coming in could go in to see their patients safely.
That's Nurse Sydney Boylan, works at Hollywood Presbyterian Medical Center.
California is leading the way, and that Gavin Newsom is trying his hardest. We need to do more, and the federal government needs to step up.
She's speaking out with her labor union, SEIU, the union praising Governor Newsom's response to the coronavirus crisis, but also urging him to step up production on protective gear, especially the N95 masks. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Kaiser Permanente continues to brace for an influx of coronavirus cases, so it's closing four more Orange County clinics to get ready. According to the Orange County Register, the new clinics involved will be in Anaheim, Huntington Beach, Mission Viejo, and Garden Grove. Two facilities will only be caring for in-person patients, and doctors and staff will field appointments by phone. The two other locations will only handle people with symptoms of the virus. Kaiser says at some point the clinics will open back up to regular patients, but in the meantime, the time frame for that to happen is still unknown. Police in Pasadena, like everywhere else, are doing their best to strike the right balance when it comes to enforcing social distancing laws.
For the most part, it all comes down to common sense on the part of the officers and the people they're trying to protect. Pasadena Police Lieutenant Bill Grisafi says officers are taking a three-step approach.
Letting people know, hey, in fact, you're not supposed to be gathering. Our second approach is once we've done all the education, we'll move to a warning phase that, in fact, gathering is not authorized. Our last resort, and this is absolutely the last resort, is we'll do enforcement if we have to.
Lieutenant Grisafi says so far just talking with people, educating them, and giving a warning is all that's been needed for people to cooperate with the orders. Chris Sedens, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Fast food workers quickly rolled into a McDonald's parking lot this morning in Hyde Park and began a very noisy drive-in protest. They want protective gear like gloves and masks and hazard pay for essentially being on the front lines during this pandemic.
It was quiet, and then all of a sudden, it wasn't so quiet. There was a line of cars, and then the protesters were there. They were honking their horns and driving through the parking lot. These demonstrators were from 30 different fast food restaurants around the state, not just McDonald's, but restaurants like El Pollo Loco and Subway. They want $3 an hour in hazard pay. They want sick leave for workers exposed to the coronavirus, and they want protective gear. Some say they're not getting anything.
No, they're not providing nothing now, so they want only the business and money that for them now. They don't care about our families.
A couple of McDonald's employees have reportedly tested positive for the coronavirus, and some workers are scared. Meantime, Police arrived to shoo the protesters away, and they left, heading toward another fast food restaurant.
We're all going there, so another worker there tested positive as well.
Fast food giant McDonald's says it will provide protective gear and take other measures. In Hyde Park, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
L.A. County says all essential juvenile dependency hearings will now be done remotely during this crisis. The court system's already scaled down operations over the last few weeks, with more than 75% of the court's 600 courtrooms temporarily closed. Back on March 23rd, a judge handling juvenile dependency cases was diagnosed with symptoms consistent with the coronavirus and went into self-quarantine. So for the time being, attorneys and parties will appear remotely through WebEx video or audio. Both the city and county of Los Angeles will have until noon tomorrow to submit plans to service and maintain sanitation facilities on Skid Row. A new batch of outdoor sinks and portable toilets recently installed in the area to help slow the spread of the coronavirus, but most were found to be lacking soap and water. And right now, an estimated 27,000 homeless people live in Skid Row, and a federal judge says it is imperative that the community have access to functioning sanitation facilities. Workers at Santa Anita getting more anxious as the coronavirus continues to spread, and the racetrack is currently closed to the public, but more than 750 backstretch workers are currently living in dorms at the track, caring for horses that are boarding there and helping with track maintenance. The Pasadena Star reports many are closed off from the rest of the world, as only a few have vehicles to go anywhere. At this point, there have not been any coronavirus cases reported at the track, but workers worry that they could lose their jobs if racing doesn't start back up soon.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.